Welcome to Live Into Your Best Life, a show where people learn how to go from where they are to where they'd like to be in any area of life. If you're looking for a new job, wanting to improve your relationships, or even reclaim your health, Polyskaya will share with you a simple formula that can take you on a journey to begin to live into your best life in all areas of life. Now sit back and begin your journey.
Hi there. Welcome to Live Into Your Best Life. I'm Polyskaya, your host. Last week, we talked a little bit about the intent of this show, and really just a reminder, the reason for doing this show is because I love to help people. My purpose in life is service to others, and I've been living that since as long as I can remember. I've been coaching people since the 90s, and I work with individuals, I work with couples, I work with organizations, teams, you name it, I do it. Because the process for coaching and for helping people transform any area of their life is the same. At least I approach it the same. Where are you now? Where would you like to be? What are the gaps? And let's create a plan to eliminate those gaps so you can get from where you are to where you'd like to be and achieve those goals. One of the things I talked about last week that I feel is so important and deserves a reminder is that it's okay if your goals change. So when we think about New Year's resolutions, okay, not going to talk about the background of that or why they don't work or any of that stuff. A lot of people set goals every year. And depending on their ability to create strong goals that actually make sense for them, they may or may not achieve them. One of the reasons we fail at achieving the goals that we say we want is because maybe we don't really want them. Maybe someone else from the outside is really influencing what we ought to want for our lives. And so being okay with the fact that maybe your goals are different than what other people think they should be. Being okay with the fact that as you go on this journey, things are going to change. And as they change, you may change your mind. You may choose to go in a different direction. Be okay with that. Trust yourself. No one knows you as well as you know yourself. And listen to what's going on inside and feel into it to make sure that you're on the right track to live into your best life. So this week, I would like to talk a little bit about how do we start that journey? Remember the four steps. Know where you're at. Getting real with yourself on what that really is. Considering where you'd like to be. So what's next? What does that look like, feel like? Who's in your life? Engage your senses. Identify what are the gaps from where you are to where you'd like to be. And then how do we create a plan? Like, what's the next step in your plan to achieve success? So of those gaps, what can we start to break down? How can we start to bridge those gaps to get you from where you are to where you want to be? Keeping in mind, of course, that as you start to go down that journey, you may change your destination. Now, for this episode, I'd like to focus on how to manifest your true intentions. When people think about their jobs, they might think about, I've been doing this for all these years, so that must mean that I should be that. When I was a kid and people asked, what are you going to do when you grow up? Because that's a common question, right? I didn't know. I knew I wanted to work with people. I probably wanted to make a difference in kids' lives, but I didn't really know what I wanted to be or what I wanted to do. Now, the reason I didn't know was because what I've done as an adult in my, in my career journey, because if someone looks at my resume and doesn't understand my journey, they'd be like, she's all over the place. That's because my passions are all over the place. But nothing on my resume as a job existed when I was in high school. It's all transformed and evolved and manifested as life and business has changed. And that's why it's so important to be okay with change, to be okay going with the flow, to realize as you're making progress, you may need to pivot. So when we manifest our true intentions, when we manifest what it is we want, part of that is knowing what you want. Part of that is slowing down enough to pay attention to the signs. Pay attention to all of the breadcrumbs that are being presented to help you achieve your goals. If you're not familiar with those concepts, I'll break this down a little bit. Every day, we set our intentions through our words, through our thoughts. Even the messages we receive in our dreams can give us indications for where we could be considering to go or things that we want to avoid. Think about, you might be driving along and all of a sudden you discover that you're in a neighborhood that you've never been in before and you don't know where you're going. Or you entered into your GPS system the address you'd like to arrive at, but they didn't take you there. It took you someplace else. And it's, wait. And maybe you have so many tall buildings that the signal from the satellite can't reach your phone. What do you do? Inside of us, we each have our own GPS system, the reticular activating system. I call it the RAS. It's that part of you that knows. It's that internal knowing and that internal system that pays attention to the signs. It's how when kids are playing in a playground and the moms are sitting talking at the picnic tables or on the benches, and all of a sudden a child starts crying, the mom of that child knows it's their kid because their RAS kicked in. They could hear their child laughing, then all of a sudden their child's crying. The mom takes off and goes over, or at least pauses their conversation to notice what's going on, to see if they need to intervene or not. It's why when you're thinking about getting a new car and you're thinking about, oh, I really loved this car I used to have, all of a sudden it seems like everybody's driving that car on the road. It's that part of you that starts to notice what you ought to be considering. So your reticular activating system is that internal GPS system, that guidance system. It's when you consider a new opportunity at work. Let's just say someone says, oh, you really ought to go for this position because you'd be great at it. And you read the job description and you think to yourself, yeah, no, this is not what I want. And then you feel into it. Okay, my mind is saying, no, I don't want to do this. How does it feel in my body? And you're like, oh yeah, that gives me this uncomfortable feeling in my gut. Nope, trust it, listen to it. I've got a blended family of 7 kids, and I don't know how many times I've had kids say, why did that, I did this thing, and why did that go that way? How did it feel when you decided to do that thing? What do you mean? If you go back in time and you think about that moment when you decided to do something, or you could have chosen not to do something, how did that choice feel? Now think about that for a moment and try that exercise for yourself. Just think of a time in the past where you made a decision to do or not to do something, and you followed through on that, and things didn't go quite as you had hoped. Go back in time to that moment where you made that choice and be honest with yourself. Was your RAS telling you, you might not want to do that by saying in your mind, if I do this thing, these could be the possible outcomes. I don't want those. or, ooh, yeah, that feels uncomfortable. Maybe I shouldn't do that because that just feels icky, right? Those are all signals that the mind words that you're getting, the conversation in your mind that happens, your Jiminy Cricket, that subconscious message of maybe you should rethink this decision you're making. So as you have these opportunities to make a decision in the future, remember that your RAS is actually kicking in and helping you figure out what the next step is. Once you've completed that exercise and you understand that feeling based on your past, now I'd like to give you another way to make it a little more concrete. Sometimes people think, oh, that's too woo for me. I'm not into all that abundance and the secret and the law of attraction stuff. Okay, that's okay. You don't have to be. Just know that you're constantly being given signs on what direction to follow. Those breadcrumbs come to life for you when you're ready for them. So here's how to make that tangible for you. Take a penny, a quarter, some sort of coin, something that you can flip that has a heads and a tail, or a yes and a no side, so the sides are different. Now, I want you to think about something. It can be small. Just make it a little something like, I think I want to go to McDonald's for dinner. And you flip the coin. Heads are yes, tails are no. And it lands on heads. How does that feel in your body to say, yes, I want to go to McDonald's for dinner? Some people love it. My grandchildren love their cheeseburgers. Other people are just like, no. Have you seen? You can actually take a cheeseburger and let it sit for years and it doesn't change and it doesn't decompose. It actually becomes hard, right? And maybe the pickles disintegrate, but the cheese, the patty, the bun are filled with so many preservatives that it lasts for years, kind of like certain Hostess products. Think of yourself, or think of that feeling that heads gave you. And think to yourself, if it said yes and it gives you an icky feeling, that means no, don't do it. If it's heads and it says yes, and you're like, yes, I get to spend just a couple bucks for dinner instead of 25 bucks for a burger at a burger joint. The penny, the coin, is to give you that connection to, is this true or not for me? That's your RAS. It's kicking in, telling you what you ought to know. Think about your thoughts. Every day when I'm getting ready in the morning, I have certain thoughts. Some of those thoughts are reflecting on the day before. Some of those thoughts are, oh, I sure hope I don't have to engage with this person today. Sorry. Some of those thoughts are, ooh, what's going to be next? Who do I get to engage with next? What conversations are going to come about? When I'm really paying attention to my thoughts, I find that I sometimes will start to reflect upon the same things day after day. And when I notice that, I ask myself, are these thoughts that I really want to be having? Do I really want to be spending my energy thinking about these certain circumstances? If it's yes, because it's helping you move forward and get out of your way, awesome. But if you're thinking about, why did that happen? And what if I made this choice? What could have been different? Do you want to be thinking about that? Maybe you do so that you can learn, but then take it to that next level and learn from it so that you can move forward. Our thoughts create that energetic connection to what we want and don't want. Just like our words. Think about, this is how your RAS works as well. So think about a beautiful summer day and imagine that you're walking through a forest or hiking through the woods and it's a well-kept path. You're easily able to journey along, and the sun is shining through. It's peeking through the branches of all the trees. It smells so fresh, and flowers, and you're hearing birds chirping as they fly through the trees. And every now and then you see a squirrel and a bunny hopping in the grasses along the path, and it feels so relaxing. Take a breath and notice how you feel. And allow yourself to enjoy those senses that those few words evoked for you. Now let's do another little activity. This time, I don't want you to think about something. I don't want you to think about a pink elephant who's dancing on a big rubber ball while juggling trumpets. No. Did you see the pink elephant, or did yours have spots? Our unconscious mind is unable to comprehend negatives. Before you can not do something, you have to think about that thing. So it's likely that most people, especially if you're a visual person, auditory, you can probably be seeing the words and think and hearing in your mind to create this image or to think back to a time when you saw a picture like that on maybe a Dr. Seuss book. When you're thinking about these words and these actions you want to take, if you're noticing some knots, if you're noticing yourself with, I wouldn't do that, what would you do? I couldn't do that, what could you do? Think about what you'd like to be doing and moving towards rather than what you don't want. And notice when you're thinking or saying words that include not, I call them no-nots. So when you're thinking or saying words that include not, or something that's moving you away from the goal you'd like, pause and ask yourself, what do I want instead? And if you say, I don't know, but what if you did? What if you did? Just play a game with yourself. What if you did know? What if you actually had the answers within and now you're ready to hear them, see them, listen for the next step? So as you're moving on this journey, and you're going through each day, noticing the words, the thoughts, remembering your dreams, and listening to the people around you. What are they saying? What aren't they saying? Sometimes I have people in my life who I'll say things to, and they don't hear me. And I'll say the words in a different way, and they still don't hear me. When you want to manifest your intentions, when you want to get where you want to get, when you have certain goals in mind, it's important that you're also partnering with people in your life. Noticing if they're actually connecting, noticing if they're asking questions. You might even want to ask them questions to make sure that they understood what you're saying. And that they're on board. Sometimes people will say things that make it sound like they heard you when they really didn't hear you at all. Sometimes people will give you indications that they're on board with something to discover it's not really what they want, but instead they're just doing it to make you happy. When that happens, you tend to go get to this fork in a road. Now you have to make a decision. Is this worth it or not? Do I want to continue going down this path or not? Do I want to try to get this person on board with me? Or do I want to let go of what I wanted? Or is it okay for me to go my path and them to go their path, knowing that we can come back together? Lots of choices. But that's it. You get to make choices. You get to decide what you want, What do you pay attention to? And as you're starting to see the signs, feel it in your body. Let your RAS tell you, is this on track with where you'd like to be? When you start to think about how would I like my life to be, and you start to notice how you're feeling going in that direction, it's okay to pause and ask yourself, what would I like instead? How would I like things to be instead? Where do I really want to go from here? Because this isn't feeling very good. Noticing what you notice. Pay attention to the signs. So back to, I'm lost because my GPS system can't get me there. You can always ask yourself, if I go right, does that feel appropriate? And if I go left, is that better? And let your RAS help you navigate through those moments when you feel lost, trusting that it will help guide you to where you'd like to be if you only pay attention. Until next time, I'm Polly Skaya with Live Into Your Best Life. Go ahead and read the show notes for additional information and a link to my website. I am getting prepared to start teaching a class, and so you'll want to pay attention to when that's available and get ready to sign up to start taking step-by-step transformation to achieving the goals you really want. Until next time, enjoy each day and notice what you notice.
Thank you for listening to Polly Skaya, your show host for Live Into Your Best Life. Check out the show notes and visit her at pollyskaya.com to learn more and continue your journey. Until next week, enjoy the adventure.